So Murrurundi's multi-million dollar hospital redevelopment continues. Artists in the region are being invited to be a part of the process. Joining me to have a chat about it this morning is Bridget Urin, Program Director of Arts for Health Infrastructure. Bridget, how are you this morning?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
How can artists help out with this construction?
Artists can always help out, as artists well know. And in this context, we really genuinely are looking forward to receiving creative proposals from artists in the Murrurundi region who live and work in the area in Upper Hunter to contribute to making it a more beautiful environment either to work in for the staff who do a fabulous job up there or patients and their families who are seeking care.
So Bridget, is this a case where somebody can let their imagination run completely wild and come up with some sort of an installation involving paint and structure and all that sort of stuff?
They can. Wild would be it would be a long shot, but we would certainly welcome those proposals from artists that respond in somehow to the Murrurundi landscape. All art studies prove the value of those external environmental areas in hospital settings. I think generally because people, when they're locked in, they really can't wait to get out. So that sense of nature and environment is really important. So that is, I guess, the first cab off the rank that, in terms of selection criteria, that those artists that respond to that will be favourably considered.
One of the things I like to say about art is we all take something different from it. And of course, if you're a patient or even somebody that's working there, it's nice to be able to stop and have a look at something and let your imagination go into wherever the artist was hoping you would go.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the successful artists will present, we hope. And so it is about, if you're very anxious, having a look at a really lovely piece of work as a circuit breaker for that anxiety, take a deep breath and then can have those difficult conversations if they need to be, or just even if you're a little child and you think, oh, I don't want to have that needle, then it sometimes you can say, just look at the tree in that picture, or can you see the frog or the platypus, for example, whatever it might be. Arts has a really impactful way of supporting clinical care, and that's what we're asking artists to share with us when the dates close next Monday.
So I was going to say, I know a few adults that could use with having their mind taken away from some needles, so it's going to help on so many different levels. When do they have to get the submissions in by?
Submissions are due at 5 p.m. Next Monday, the 28th of September, and applicants are encouraged to read the full briefing documents to ensure they meet the criteria when they're submitting those applications, which will be reviewed by the community reference group. And all details for that expression of interest document can be found at www.mps.health.nsw.gov.au. And if you just look for the Murrurundi page, then you'll find the artist expression.
Well, we look forward to seeing what finally does get installed as far as art is concerned when this wonderful complex is complete. Bridget, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Andrew.